Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose, Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, everybody. This is season six. The year of paid and promoted. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to dig into the steps that you need to take to get promoted. In these next few episodes, I'm going to break down the pie model for career success, and I'm going to explain how to think through creating and executing your promotion plan. But first, we have Corporate Warrior Spotlight. Today's Corporate Warrior Spotlight is Melody Birmingham. She is the SVP Chief Administrative Officer for Duke Energy. Melody serves as Duke Energy's Senior Vice President and Chief Administrative Officer. In her role, she is responsible for the information technology, enterprise security, administrative services, and supply chain organizations. That's a lot. She has more than 25 years of executive and leadership experience in the electric utility and automotive manufacturing industries. Basically, y'all, Melody is a badass, okay? She holds a Bachelor of Science degree from Purdue University and a Master's of Business Administration from Strayer University. She also completed the Advanced Management Program at the Harvard Business School. In 2016, Melody was awarded an honorary Doctor of Humane Letters degree from St. Mary of the Woods College in Terre Haute, Indiana. Melody is active in a number of community, state, and industry boards. She serves on the boards of directors for the Urban League of Central Carolinas and the Charlotte Symphony, and on the board of trustees for Discovery Place. She also serves as the executive sponsor for the North Carolina chapter of the American Association of Blacks in Energy. I didn't even know the Blacks in Energy had a group. Hey, y'all. She's also a member of the Executive Leadership Council, ELC, and serves as an independent board director for First Source Corporation. So again, my people, understand, when it comes to energy, this Black woman is doing the damn thing. And she is doing it in a male-dominated field. You go, Melody. I don't know Melody personally, but I am so excited. If anybody knows her, please send this show to her and let her know that we are proud and rooting for her continued success. Now, today, I'm going to focus on the I in the pie model. So for those of you who don't know what the pie model is, PIE stands for performance, image, and exposure. And so today we're going to focus on the I. So what exactly is this I? What is image? The person who coined this model, his name is Harvey J. Coleman. And he, for many years, worked in Fortune 500 companies. He worked most notably, I guess, for IBM, or at least he talks about it in his book. And the book that I'm talking about is called Empowering Yourself, The Organizational Game Revealed. I have the second edition here. And when I tell you, I wish I had found this book sooner. I needed this book years ago. Because, baby, let me tell you, Mr. Harvey be breaking it down, okay? So for image, I'm going to read to you, because I don't want to mess up his words. So I'm going to read what Harvey says so you understand. Image is is an important tiebreaker when senior management reaches into the pool of excellent performers to promote the next candidate. A good image accounts for 30% of the weight given to a promotion. That is triple the attention afforded performance. Above all else, we must keep in mind the powerful impact visual communication plays in this people game. Image includes many areas of personal expression: the way you walk, the way you sit, the clothes you wear, your pleasant or foul demeanor, everything about a person, from dress to speech to attitude, sends a strong message to business associates. Image says, I'm ready or I'm not ready to play the game seriously at the next level. That, my friends, is what image is. And it is important if you're going to play this game, right? Now, understand, I always want you to have agency and understand you can opt out, but that's not why you came to this podcast. So understand, image is not just your look. Image is everything about you. It's how you show up from the moment you come onto the screen, or even when you're on Zoom calls and you don't come on the screen. That also is a part of your image. You gotta understand, your image is a signal. And with the right image, you can signal to the organization that you are the talent that is ready to be groomed and promoted. My question to you is, do you know what message you're sending to the company you work for? When we come back from the break, I'm going to break down how you should approach your execution of image. And we are back. So, I talked about what image is. But do you remember in episode 2 of this season where I talked about doing the least? So far, my favorite episode. Yes, do the least, y'all, do the least. Stop working so hard, because performance is 10%. So you got to understand how to direct your energy. When I talked about becoming an insider, I need you to understand, image is what facilitates opening the door. So if we understand we need to become insiders in our organization, image will turn that knob and pull the door open. So before you decide how you show up, you must do your due diligence and think through how you should show up. You don't just want to think about what you want people to say about you or think about you. You want whatever they say about you to connect with the culture of the organization. So let me give you an example. Let's say you are good with the numbers, right? Like, you are beastly and you can whip out a P&L and all these things that have to do with spreadsheets and numbers and whatever whiz kid stuff you can do on the computer. That's great if the organization appreciates that and values that and like are looking for people that do that, right? But if the organization keeps promoting people who are good at giving presentations and the talk track about you being good at the numbers isn't what they want, or it's not presentations, like, that's great, but it's not this, then the fact that you're good at this and the image you've created around being good at that, that will get discounted because that's not what the organization values. So you've got to get intentional about how you show up, and you've got to open your eyes and really take a critical look at the people you work with. You have to think through the things you've heard about them and the organization, and then actually look at how they show up. Pay attention. And so in this new way of working that we're in due to a global pandemic, you know, it's not just how they show up in the office, but it's also how they show up on camera, right? And how people interact with people. And then how do they dress? What's their tone of voice? How do they interact and engage with people? You know, like when you're in the office, do they run around the building walking fast and talking fast? Do they talk super fast on Zoom calls? Do people have their cameras on? Do people have their cameras off? Like, pay attention to what other people are doing so that you can start to discern the signaling that's happening in the organization. And you want to pay attention to who the organization is investing in, who's getting promoted, and how they show up. So at the end of the day, pay attention, start to analyze, look around, and then think through how you're going to intentionally become an insider through your image. When we get back from the break, I'm going to tell you the most important thing. I know, right? That felt like the most important thing. No. I got more for you when we get back. We are back, and now it's time for the most important thing. All right, guys, you got to understand, when it comes to image, there is a two-step approach you have to do here. So it's not just about being self-aware, and it's not just about being observant, and it's not just about intentionally deciding the image you want to portray based on how you feel. It is equally important to do an assessment of the company culture and understand the game that you're in. One thing I love about this book, Empowering Yourself, is that Harvey Coleman illustrates this exact thing with this story that he told about a manager he had at IBM. And the crazy thing is, when you read this, you're like, okay, this manager's clearly an asshole. And that might be fair. I mean, he literally called Harvey a bus driver, or mentioned about him having a part-time job being a bus driver. And this was all in reference to what Harvey was deciding to wear. So basically, I'm going to paraphrase the story. Harvey felt like, okay, I'm in the sea of white dudes. He didn't say it this way. I'm interpreting, right? Okay, so he's in the sea of white dudes, and he's probably the only black person or one of very few, right? Because this is probably like in the 80s. And he's like, you know what? I want to wear my blue shirt. So I'm going to wear this blue shirt. Y'all can wear these white shirts. I'm going to wear this blue shirt, right? How many of y'all felt that way, though? For real, like, you know, especially we got our own, you know, pizzazz and style and, you know, funkiness and all this stuff. And so his manager pulled him into the office one day and basically broke it down to him like, let me ask you a question. How many times you look at your blue shirt in a day? And Harvey was like, 3 or 4 times I look at my shirt maybe a day, I don't, you know? And then he said, well, you look at it 3 or 4 times. I got to look at you all day in this blue shirt all day. And at first, when I was reading this, I felt myself getting pissed because I'm like, why the fuck do you care? Right? But I kept reading. And basically, he was like, and so when I see you in this blue shirt, it just makes it seem like you don't want to be a part of this team. Like, you don't want to be here. And I was like, oh. And that made me realize something I talk about on the show a lot is, you know, there's intention and then there's impact. So we can have the best of intentions. So think about it. Harvey's intention was, I'm gonna, you know, dress how I feel and this makes me feel good because I already stand out. So let me put on, you know, my blue striped tie, my blue shirt, how I feel. And then I'll show up to work and I'll feel good. That's his intention. But the impact is everybody looking at you like, oh, you must not want to work here. Because when everybody else got on white shirts and you like, I don't want to wear that stuffy white shirt. Again, these are cultural cues, signals in the organization, right? And although we're changing and evolving in what it means to show up at work, you still got to pay attention. So another example would be, and it's a made up example, right? But let's say I go work at a Google, and then me in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to be the CEO of Google. So I'm going to dress for how I want to show up and where I'm going. So I'm going to wear a power suit every day. Everybody else is in jeans and a sweater or in some type of more casual outfit. And then I come in a suit every day. And although in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm showing you that I am always ready for the highest level. Most people are going to interpret that as, oh, she's on some other shit and she don't really want to be part of the team. Right? So you have to think through managing for impact. And that's what this exercise around image should really be about. Because you can be as intentional as you want, but if you don't understand the impact of your image on the organization, then you're not playing the game to win. And that's the most important thing. You have to play your game to win. So guys, I hope that you have a wonderful week. And please let me know if this episode was helpful to help you start to break down and think about how you show up at work. Because it is important if you're trying to get promoted. If you ain't trying to get promoted, do you, boo? All right. So if you have some questions or you need some help on a specific situation that you're going through, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. And that could be many times. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute consultation with me, or ask@trillmba.com to submit your question, concern, or just tell me you love the show. I love getting those listener letters. Please keep them coming. If you do have a listener letter, put listener letter in the subject line, and that lets me know that I can answer your question on the show. And so if you send me a listener letter and I answer it on the show, you may get a free coaching session. Just putting that out there. All right, guys. Until next time, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.